As Congress is poised to repeal the ACA, the big question is, what will replace it? Economist John C. Goodman is in Hawaii this week to talk about his proposal. When we spoke, I asked him if all the talk of repeal and replace without a solid replacement plan is setting up Republicans for failure.
Well, I think they're in disarray. And it's been 7 years since Obamacare passed. And all that 7 years, they haven't been able to agree on a replacement plan. They were not expecting to win the presidential election, but they did win. And so now there's enormous pressure on them to come up with a replacement plan. They don't have one. They can't agree on the particulars. And that's bad for them, but it's also bad for the country.
And how bad is it for Hawaii? I mean, Hawaii has had prepaid health care at one time, was, you know, leading the nation in that idea. And the big fears here were that in having Obamacare, that somehow we would have less than. Now we've just gotten a waiver so that we don't have to have the shop portion. But in Hawaii especially, there seems to be this idea that, well, you know, we did this whole thing, and what has it really gotten us?
You're the only state that got an exemption from ERISA. And that exemption allowed the state of Hawaii to do something no other state can do, and that's insist that your large companies provide health insurance and dictate what that health insurance has to look like. No other state can do that.
And that was kind of the point going into this, why some were making the case that we should have pushed harder for a waiver to not be part of Obamacare. And who knows what may even what Obamacare may even look like as we go forward. But in Hawaii especially, there seems to be this idea that, well, you know, we did this whole thing, and what has it really gotten us?
Well, it's gotten you along the way to reform. Now, what Republicans are thinking about doing is passing a bill that defunds Obamacare, takes all the money away, but delays that for 3 years and maybe 4 years. And the problem there is that insurers are already losing. I don't know if they're losing money in Hawaii. They probably are, but they're losing a lot of money in other places. Blue Cross of Texas has lost $1 billion. And to ask them to keep on losing money with no certainty about what's going to happen is asking a lot. So what the Republicans risk is creating a lot of uncertainty, scaring insurers out of the market. They're already leaving anyway.
So with insurers bailing, and certainly we've had that conversation in Hawaii for the last several years, and with the fact that this may be something that ends up being a failure on the part of Republicans because there's nothing to replace it that anybody can look at or assess, what do you see as a prudent course forward?
Oh, well, I helped Pete Sessions, who's head of the House Rules Committee, and Bill Cassidy, who's probably the most knowledgeable person about health care in the Senate, and I helped them put together a bill that would replace Obamacare. And it takes all the money in Obamacare because we need all that money. But then we use it in a much more intelligent way. And we would give everybody a refundable tax credit, and it would be the same amount for everybody regardless of income. And in the individual market, there should be at least one plan that you can buy for that credit without adding additional money of your own. And it'll look something like Medicaid. But at least we will have universal coverage, and there won't be any reason for anybody to be uninsured.
And what happens to those who were part of the Medicaid expansion?
In our bill, over an eight-year period, we equalize the amount of money for Medicaid going to all the states. Right now, it's very unfair, and some states get way too much, and other states get too little. So we want to equalize it. But we also don't want people to be trapped in Medicaid, so we would allow people to leave Medicaid, get their tax credit, and get private insurance. And we would also allow something else. About two-thirds of all the people in Medicaid are actually in a private plan right now. And we would allow those private plans to be part of the exchange, part of the individual market. And so if a family had Medicaid and their income got too high, which happens all the time, they could stay in that same plan. And so as their income goes up and down, the help from government may change, but they don't have to get out of the plan and then back in it.
And what about those who are on Medicare? In Hawaii, we are one of the longest live states. We have many, many people who are in Medicare. How do you see Medicare going forward, given the fact that people are routinely told how many other riders they have to be able to get medical care?
Well, Medicare needs to be reformed. But we felt like reforming Obamacare and reforming Medicare is too much to take on in a single bill. So we don't. And the bill I'm talking about with Sessions and Cassidy is solely focused on the population below age 65. But we do need to, once we get that done, we definitely do need some reforms for Medicare.
For Hawaii in particular, do you see a different course of action than for the rest of the country, given the fact that we have the history of the prepaid health plan?
Yeah, in our bill, we give enormous discretion to the states. So if you like in Hawaii the way the Obamacare exchange is working, Hawaii will be able to continue it. But if you don't like the way it's working, you can make radical changes to it, and we're going to allow that. We know that the exchanges have a race to the bottom. By race to the bottom, I mean that the quality is going down, the networks are getting narrow as the premiums spiral upwards. Average premium has doubled in the last 4 years across the country. So some of the exchanges are in danger of going into a death spiral. So we need radical surgery in many places, but when we have some thoughts on how to do that, but we give the states a lot of discretion.
Would that include the discretion to not participate at all?
Well, we offer a federal tax credit, and you can't get the tax credit unless you have health insurance. So I can't imagine anyone turning that down.
No, the reason I'm asking is because for Hawaii, there are some people who think that, well, you know, we were pretty good before Obamacare. Couldn't we just go back to that, what we had before with the prepaid health care?
Pretty much you can, plus it's even better than that. We get rid of the employer mandate, and we get rid of the individual mandate under Obamacare. So if you want to, you can have the employers being your mandated employer coverage. And then, as I understand, there are a lot of people in Hawaii who don't get covered because they're part-time workers. And for other reasons, they have to go to the individual market. All those people would get a tax credit. And for that matter, all the people at work would get a tax credit. So we're focused more on the funding. We want to get rid of the regulations. We want to make sure the money is there. And we would give Hawaii a lot of discretion on what to do with it, a lot more than you have now.
I want to thank you for the time that you were able to give us this morning.
Glad to be with you.
John C. Goodman is an economist and founding chief executive of the National Center for Policy Analysis. It's a free market think tank. He's in Hawaii this week to talk about his proposal to replace Obamacare. Yeah.